The following program may contain viewpoints and opinions that do not necessarily reflect those of Radio That Doesn't Suck Incorporated or Making Our Seniors Matter. Welcome to Seniors Speak, a podcast series by seniors for seniors, organized by Making Our Seniors Matter, a not-for-profit organization, and funded by the Government of Ontario's Ministry of Seniors Affairs.
Hi, I'm Terry McIntyre, Senior Investment Advisor with Manulife Securities. I am so proud to be a sponsor of this podcast. Having seniors speaking to seniors and bringing the program themselves together is something you just don't see. And the minute I heard about it, I thought, this matters. And I was really pleased to see it. What they're doing, how they're going about it. I had to sponsor. It is just the right thing. I hope you enjoy the shows.
Hello there. This is Liz Cunningham from Making Our Seniors Matter here at Seniors Speak. And I'm here today with Jean Newell. And Jean has a story she'd like to tell. And I have a feeling there will be other people out there that have a very similar story. So we're really interested and excited to have you here. Thank you, Jean.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm an aging senior, and I have two adult children who live out of town. So they're an hour and a half at least, depending upon traffic patterns, from me. And I have five grandchildren who are in their teen years. So I have always spent a lot of time with my grandchildren, but now that they're teenagers, they have lives of their own. So if I'm going to get to see them, I need to travel. So I do a lot of traveling to hockey games, baseball games, so I have a very busy life. And so sometimes that gets frustrating because in the winter months, it's a challenge to do that. So sometimes on the weekends, I feel kind of isolated. I do a lot of things within the community, which keeps me busy, busy, busy. But sometimes I start feeling overwhelmed by all the busyness I do. And that overwhelming feeling isn't a good feeling. However, as you reach the age that I am, I have that feeling like I have to do things. I have to do things because I want to continue learning. I want to continue doing things. And I understand that life doesn't go on forever. So I needed to find a way to keep myself grounded and to appreciate the small things that happen in life. So I came up with this little book, just a little thing that I bought at the dollar store. And it helps me appreciate the small things. So when I'm starting to feel frazzled, I go into this book.
So are you journaling in your book,
It's
Jean?
Not really a journal.
No?
It's just a notation of the small things that I appreciate.
Okay.
And I leave it by the bedside table, and I jot down in it every night. And it'll be simple little things like the Blue Jays are chasing the squirrels today. Or my grandson was thrilled with the cookies that I gave him for his 18th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Now, the process of getting those cookies done in time for the 18th birthday, I did not enjoy because it took me a long time to do them. But the joy on his face and the joy on his 13th brother's and his brother's face, his 13-year-old brother, was wonderful. So on the days that I'm feeling, oh, my God, I'm lonely today, I go into this. And I see little things like that that I jot down.
And it brings you back to that space with the children.
Yeah, and it brings me back to a happy spot in my mm-hmm. life. It brings me back to a feeling of joy and comfort. And those little things bring me back to feeling grounded. I don't ever want to be the person who sits in the rocking chair and just watches TV. I want to be busy, and I realize that I have choices in life, and I can be the person who's on the run all the time. But that time will come, and then this will be the thing that brings me joy.
That's a fantastic idea, a wonderful idea. My goodness. Could you tell us a few of the other stories that are in your book?
Sure. There's lots of them.
There's lots. And there are going to be more, right?
Sunday, when I was up to see my grandson with his 18th birthday cookies, it was a terrible snowy day. And my daughter-in-law said, "Jean, you know, maybe you should just stay over." And I said, "No, I think I better go home." I got home safely.
Thank goodness.
That was in my journal. I called one of my girlfriends, and she was busy, so I went to see a movie all by myself. That was a joyous thing to
do.
My brother-in-law's love of Kelsey. That's my dog.
Kelsey is your dog?
My dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
Oh, she's a little mixture. She's a rescue dog.
Heinz 57.
Right. If I can't or choose not to be home, I phone my brother-in-law and he'll jump at the chance to come and visit my dog. I'm happy with the access to fitness classes within our community. Delighted with the healthcare system. My husband cut his hand recently and it was a scary situation. And we got wonderful healthcare up at Headwaters.
Very good.
The Blue Jays and the chickadees again.
So that's just looking out your window, is it?
The support within the community, you know, where there's about to be a project just south of town here, and the mayor and one of the members of our group here had a meeting about the McLeod property. So we get informed in our community about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of people in town who wouldn't know about that because they don't care to get out and find out about what's happening.
So how do you find out? What do you go to help you find out what's going on?
Well, we've got a close-knit seniors community, and after our seniors fitness class, the Caledon Hills seniors group meets for a chit chat at town hall, and we all sit and bitch and complain about things. But you find out
it's a sharing time,
right? You find out about what's going on in the community. I'm happy for the quietness that we have in our house. You know, I grew up in a very big household, and there's just my husband and me, so I'm thankful for that. You know, I didn't have that as I was growing up.
So you've really found a way to take the anxiousness and the stress that you feel from having distance in your family and a way to channel that by journaling some of the nice things that happen. Brings you back to that nice space again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so this really, when you need it.
This isn't really a journal of the things I've done in my life.
No.
This is just
the moment.
The things that I appreciate in the moment.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a thing that gives me calm to my life.
I think it's a wonderful idea, Jean, and thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Well, glad to share.
Hopefully
it gives somebody else some peace.
I think it's a great idea. Definitely one we can pass on.
So what it's called is Attitude of Gratitude.
Oh, I love that. Attitude of Gratitude.
Yes.
Well done, Jean Newell.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today.
Glad to be here.
That's Jean Newell, Senior Speak. Making Our Seniors Matter is proud to talk to our seniors and find out how they manage life these days. Well, I'm Liz Cunningham for Making Our Seniors Matter.
I'm Dorothy Mazzot. I'm a realtor with Royal LePage RCR Realty in Bolton. I serve the Caledon and Dufferin area, Halton Hills, North End of Brampton. I specialize in working with seniors, and as I'm a senior myself, also, I am starting a home sharing database early in the new year called Golden Girls Canada, which will enable people to find other people to share their home with, people that are mature adults, due to the fact that, say, 30% of seniors face their senior years alone, and this is a chance for them to find compatible housemates to share a home with. Golden Girls Canada is actually an affiliate of the Golden Girls Network in the United States, and the Golden Girls Canada website address is ggncanada.ca. And our Facebook page is Golden Girls Canada. Our telephone number, 416-550-4015.
Seniors Speak is an innovative podcast that gives a platform for seniors to speak on issues that are passionate to them. This podcast is possible because committed seniors have volunteered their time to share their experiences, stories, issues, and their expertise to help educate, inspire, and empower other seniors and their families. This unique program was founded and organized by the not-for-profit organization Making Our Seniors Matter and generously funded by the Government of Ontario through the Ministry of Senior Affairs. If you've enjoyed any of our stories or perhaps know someone or an organization that would also enjoy it, please feel free to share. Visit makingourseniorsmatter.com for more details.